When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street. You
The joint is certainly jumping today because I'm thrilled to say that in our studios here in Southampton, we have one of the most talented performers I've ever had the privilege to know and to watch, Andre DeShields. Welcome to Broadway to Main Street, Andre.
Hey, cats. Good morning, cats. The joint is jumping in Southampton.
This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on 88.3 FM, Peconic Public Broadcasting, emanating out of the waning days of summer out of Southampton, New York. And Andre is gracing the stages of the East End in the current production of As You Like It at Bay Street Theater, which is running until September 3rd. We'll talk a little more about that. But have you found the East End to be a welcoming place so far?
Absolutely. I'm having a ball. Not only are my colleagues in Manhattan absolutely envious of me, because before I left, they said, Andre, what are you doing for August? I said, well, I'm spending it on a working holiday in Sag Harbor. Now, what do you think about that? And I'm working with John Doyle, and I'm working with Stephen Schwartz, and I'm working with Ellen Burstyn.
And Shakespeare.
Yeah, so everybody hates him out. Hates me now.
Yeah, right.
But that's okay.
Not our listeners.
No, not at all.
Thrilled to have you here. So, Andre, Tony Award nominee, one of the great main stages of Broadway, and someone who understands, I think, in a way that, of course, I love, the history and tradition of American entertainment and puts it together in his performances so well. This is talk a little about growing up. You grew up in Baltimore, which I know that you've sort of immortalized in a work of your own.
Yeah, Baltimore, Maryland, which not many people understand in terms of Dixie, in terms of the South, in terms of the Confederacy. And we don't have to get into politics, but if you want to, I can go there. Maryland, the state of Maryland, is the first southern state. Why? Because the Mason-Dixon line is the southern border of Pennsylvania. Right. So when we talk about Baltimore, we're talking about a southern boy. And everything that I bring to my art is because I was born in the head of the South and the toe of the North.
Mm. Wow. So you put together a piece called Confessions of a PIMP?
That is correct. Confessions of a PIMP.
Which stands for?
Positive Individual Making Progress.
Well, let's hear a little of this piece. It ain't your Leonard Cohen's Baltimore, I tell you that much. A phenomenal piece.
But it might be your Nina Simone's Baltimore.
Oh, but Nina Simone took Leonard Cohen to the stratosphere.
Right.
So there you go. We'll talk more about that.
Here
okay,
we go.
Here's Andre.
Baltimore. Chesapeake Bay is dying. So is Bethlehem Steel. Employment is an illusion. Only addiction is real in Baltimore. Seagulls eating pigeons, thinking they be fish. Rats eating babies. Now that's a regional dish in Baltimore, where ambition is for losers, to be stupid is to be cool, where knuckleheads get the ladies and knowledge plays hooky from school. It is so uncool to know anything in Baltimore. Mr. Urban, meet Mr. Renewal. We're gonna build ourselves a new town. Bulldozers, get busy and bring this shit to the ground. Half-ass change started to happen. But for me, it was just a little too late. I already knew my destiny was never gonna meet its fate in boy, Baltimore. Did you hear me? Boy, Baltimore. Check it out. Still, things are on the upswing. Built a metro, can you believe that? Gave a facelift to the inner harbor, got rid of most of the rats, except the two-legged ones who continue to run Baltimore. Let's bring it down to a personal level. My family's still living there, so I visit as often as I can. But you can bet a donut to a dollar, this is one polished, cultivated man who will not lose his shine in Baltimore.
Andre DeShield. So we were talking a little earlier. You weren't one of, like I was, one of those starstruck kids that was dragged in to see their first, you know, Sound of Music, or in my case, 1776. You first encountered Broadway when you were performing in a Broadway musical on tour.
Yeah. 1969, the beginning of my professional career. Hair in the Schubert Theater in Chicago. And coming through town was Pearl Bailey in Hello, Dolly. And it was one of the most life-changing experience I had in terms of Broadway, in terms of entertainment, since maybe 1954 when I saw Cabin in the Sky, which was the epiphany for my career.
Wow.
But Pearl Bailey did something that surprised everyone in the theater, but certainly surprised me and pleased me so much. After the two acts of Hello, Dolly, there was a third act when Pearl Bailey brought everybody on the stage and they stood at full rapt attention while she did her stand-up vaudeville comedy.
Wow. You got a show and a half.
A show and a half.
Yeah.
Well, audience loved it. Ate it up like candy.
Well, I know how much, how well you connect to an audience. And this, even this cut from Hello, Dolly, which seems a little studio-bound, you can see her sort of loosening up the laces a little bit and just doing her thing, which she does so well.
Yeah.
Let's hear Pearl.
Goodbye. 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 Don't try and stop me, Horace, please. Wave your little hand and whisper, so long, dearie, you ain't gonna see me anymore. But when you discover that your life is dreary, don't come a-knocking at my door. 'Cause I'll be all dressed up and singing that song that says you dog, I told you so. So wave your little hand and whisper so long, dearie, dearie, should have said so long, so long ago. Oh, you treat me so rotten and rough, I've had enough of feeling low. So wave your little hand and whisper so long, dearie, dearie, should have said so long, so long ago. Oh, I hear that choo-choo calling me home to that fancy new address. Yes, I hear that choo-choo calling me home on board that Happiness Express. I'm gonna learn to hoochie-cooch and smoke a cigarette. I'm gone as far away from Yonkers as a girl can get. So and on those cold winter nights, Horace, snuggle up to your old cash register. It's a little lumpy, but it rings. Yes, sir, I'll be all dressed up and singing that song that says you don't. I told you so. Horace, you will find your life a sad old story when you see your dolly shuffle off to glory. Oh, I should have said so long, so long ago.
What is there about me there?
What is there about you what?
Makes me feel well dressed.
Whatever that is, that's what you is.
The same old clothes, shoes and hat, the same old things rearranged.
Oh,
it's very plain to see just how it happened to be. I put some polish on my Scott piece. I made a shoestring into a tie. I cut the corners off the end of my coat so they wouldn't fly. I got my shirt from a silver lining. I got my cane from an old oak tree. And that is just the reason why The folks all nickname me just because my hair's curly and because my teeth are pearly and just because I always wear a smile and suits to dress up in the latest style. Gee, I'm glad I'm living. Why take troubles all with a smile? Just because my color's shady, a wee bit different, maybe. That's why they call me shy. And because
your teeth are pearly,
just because
you always wear a smile,
suits to dress up
in the latest style.
You sang a little earlier in the Baltimore piece about the Baltimore wouldn't take off your shine. So that was John Bubbles and Cabin in the Sky. Tell us how what that did for you.
Okay. I'm growing up in Baltimore, which everybody knows is one of the blackest cities in the United States of America. I've got this dream that I want to be an entertainer like Sammy Davis Jr., but I don't have any epiphany, anything that makes that dream legitimate. But I'm going to the Royal Theater, which is where Black America in Baltimore got its entertainment. Pigmeat Markham, mm-hmm. right? Moms Mabley, mm-hmm. the Motown Review, etc. And then on the weekends, there would be these continuous movies, but it was always Hopalong Cassidy, Flash Gordon, right. exciting stuff, but nothing that really represented those little black boys who had saved up their pennies to see these films. Then one day, out of the black comes Cabin in the Sky.
Wow.
And John Bubbles does this routine where he's resplendent in white from head to toe, and he enters through these swinging doors of a tavern, and he does what I consider the quintessential race song of the 20th mm-hmm. century,
sure.
Shine, and blows me away. Why? Because that little voice that lives in each person's viscera that tells you nothing but the truth but doesn't yell, so you have to get rid of the distractions in your life to hear it, said to me, Andre, that's what you're going to do. Hmm. So John Bubbles has been my touchstone for the 48 years that I've been a performer. Oh. And if I may continue with this story,
sure.
In 1978, when I had the opportunity to open on Broadway in Ain't Misbehavin' with Nell Carter, Amelia McQueen, Charlene Woodard, and Ken Page, it took me 7 telephone calls, and this is before mobile phones.
Right.
7 telephone calls to Los Angeles, to John Bubbles.
Wow.
To say to him, you were my inspiration, and I have created a cabaret show dedicated to you, and I want you to attend it at my expense.
Hmm.
We will, you know, I'll buy the plane ticket for you, we'll pick you up with a limousine at the airport, etc. He hung up on me 6 times,
wow,
thinking this was a prank.
Wow.
So finally, through Mercedes Ellington, who is the granddaughter of,
sure,
Duke Ellington,
our compatriot,
we found out the woman who was still living, a member of the Silver Bells, who dated John Bubbles, and she called John and said, no, this is for real, John. The next time this young man calls, listen to him. So the seventh call, he said, yeah, I'll do it. We brought him out to New York,
great,
and he attended the opening night of the tribute to him.
Wow.
In which I sang Shine.
Fantastic. Wow. Well, you when you talk about seeing something when you're a youngster that says, yes, this can be a part of you too, even though there's a distance of a proscenium or whatever, I think for so many people in the 1970s, African-American, white, you name it, was The Wiz. And The Wiz, you once said in this Broadway documentary where we interviewed you, I think that's almost where we met, the Oz story can be a story for me too, right,
yes,
if it's The Wiz.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. So let's hear a little of you as the wizard.
So, okay.
And then we'll chat.
Go right ahead. Yeah.
So you wanted to meet the wizard. Let me tell you that you've come to the right place. Should I make you a frog or a lizard? You should see the strange expression on your face. If the way I come on is frightening, that's the way I felt like coming on today. Have you ever been kissed by lightning? Let me tell you that will make you go away. See, will whistle on the wind as it emanates from me. Just down into vibration, you can feel it on your skin. So come and take my hand, and we will dance. Whoa.
Well, if there was ever a Broadway performer who got it all, it's Andre DeShields, our guest today on Broadway to Main Street, the eponymous whiz. That must have been some gig to have.
It was a zenith in my career. Let me tell you, the Whiz was a game changer. The Whiz set an historical precedent on Broadway. The Whiz changed Broadway in terms of how America's black audiences that almost forever thought Broadway was an inhospitable terrain.
Mm-hmm.
It was Ken Hopper who was one of the innovators of live action commercials,
mm-hmm.
who reached into the homes of black people and said, get off of that couch. There's something on Broadway that reflects you, that represents you. You need to come and check it out. Now, this reminds me of the first time I actually found myself reflected in entertainment when I witnessed John Bubbles mm-hmm. in Cabin in the Sky.
Right.
So to be part of this history-making musical was one of the times, one of the many times, that my heart stopped for good reasons.
Mm-hmm.
What people don't understand still to this day about The Wiz is that part of its beauty is how defiant it was as a musical.
Right.
Not that we were trying to detract from the brilliance of Judy Garland and the film, but we were doing the work of multiculturalism, of non-traditional casting, of inclusion. We were opening up this musical to all the little girls who had never felt included. When Stephanie Mills sang Home, when Hinton Battle played the Scarecrow, when Tiger Haynes was the Tin Man, when Ted Ross played the Cowardly Lion, when Mabel King performed as the Wicked Witch of the West, when Clarice Taylor performed as Ada Pearl, the Good Witch of the North, Dee Dee Bridgewater,
sure.
one of the queens of
yep.
jazz, played as Glinda, the Good Witch of the South, and Andre DeShields.
Can't leave him out.
No, can't leave him out. Played the Wiz. We were saying to the world, we have arrived. And we are still arriving, actually, because one of the heartbreaks that I experienced during The Wiz is the film.
Yeah, sure.
We thought, now that we've changed history on Broadway, we were going to change history in Hollywood.
Mm.
But, of course, very few of us had an opportunity to repeat the roles that we had created in the film.
That's a long story.
Yeah, it is a long story.
It happens to a lot of people, right?
I understand that. I understand that. But it stopped the revolution that the Broadway musical was making in its track because the film failed.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting. You talk about a couple things. I remember the commercial almost better than the show because it was ubiquitous. And there was this boy, this young black kid looking up on the stage. And everything you're talking about, that moment of recognition, of connection, was in that. And unforgettable. And you said earlier, I just have to say this, that John Bubbles was a touchstone for your career. You are currently playing Touchstone in As You Like It at Bay Street. And I want to pivot now to another groundbreaking show, which is when I first saw you. Blew me away, which was Ain't Misbehavin', which was also not only an avatar of revue work in the 1970s, but brought this music, I think, unequivocally back into popular consciousness, where it had been lost for a generation at least.
You'll get no argument from me on that. Also, what's lovely about Ain't Misbehavin', when we originally did the piece at the Manhattan Theater Club, off Broadway,
mm-hmm.
uptown,
mm-hmm.
almost lost on the east side.
Yeah.
It was received as a review. By the time it opened on Broadway in 78, we won the Tony for Best Musical. So that shows you the perfection that was at the heart of Ain't Misbehavin'.
Well, let, I remember my jaw dropping at The Viper, which was a song that had utterly disappeared from mainstream America, but you brought it back in an extraordinary number. Let's hear that from the original cast of Best Musical, Ain't Misbehavin', André DeShields.
It's 4 o'clock in the morning up here in Harlem. Everybody's here but the police, and they'll be here any minute. It's high time. Get high before I swing. Let the bells ring, ding dong, ding. If you're a viper, oh, you know you're high when your throat gets dry. And everything is fine and dandy. You go on down to the candy store. Bust your conch on peppermint candy. Then you know your brown body is sin. You don't give a darn if you don't pay rent, for the sky is high, and so am I. If you're a viper. My good goodness, I feel so effervescent this evening. Hey, mama, mama, one never knows, do one? I dreamed about a reefer 5 feet long, a mite immense, but not too strong. You'll be high, but not far.
if you're a viper.
As I walk down the street, seems everyone I meet gives me a friendly hello. I guess I'm just a lucky so-and-so. The birds in every tree are also neighborly. They sing wherever I go. I guess I'm just a lucky so-and-so. If you should ask the amount in my bank account, I have to admit that it's slipping. But that don't worry me, 'cause confidentially I got a dream that's a pippin'. And when the day is through, each night I hurry to a home where love waits, I know. I guess I'm just a lucky so-and-so.
Ooh, that tastes good. Can I have another? Lay it on nice and thick now.
I guess I'm just the lucky so-and-so.
Coming at you.
Oh, I got that.
You got that?
I can do that.
Try it four times. Easy greasy, you got a long way to slide.
I guess I'm just the lucky so-and-so.
Get your chops together.
That's a pippin. And when the day is through, each night I hurry to a home where love waits, I know. I guess I'm just a lucky so-and-so.
I guess he's just a lucky so-and-so.
I guess I'm just a lucky so-and-so.
I guess he's just a lucky so-and-so.
I guess I'm just a lucky so-and-so.
End of lesson.
And we are here with the preacher himself, We're Lucky So-and-Sos, with Andre DeShields, who's currently playing yet another Shakespearean gesture at As You Like It on Bay Street. So we went from Thomas Fats Waller to Duke Ellington, a show you did called Play On, which gave you a chance to dive into Ellington's world as well.
And that's why I'm a lucky so-and-so. I mean, what better way to bookend an episode in one's career than to start with Fats Waller, to include Louis Armstrong.
Yes.
And to not end it necessarily.
Close parentheses.
Yeah, close
parentheses. A permeable parenthesis.
Close a permeable parentheses with Duke Ellington. These are giants. These are innovators. These are the creators of, dare I say it, American classical music.
There's no even dare I say it. But, you know, you have such a good attachment to the past. You are so great at not only filtering the past through a contemporary sensibility. You're the opposite of a museum piece. But then you got to originate a role in The Full Monty, scored by David Yazbek, that just like puts you back up there. It's one of the great Broadway performances.
Well, it's part of my being a black Hebrew.
Yeah.
Just like Sammy Davis Jr.
Yeah.
Because David Yazbek, who was trying to explain to me what tchotchkes were, I said, David, I got it. I got it, David. Yeah. Let's go. Big black man. You know, I love these monikers that I've been able to collect in my career, mm-hmm. right? Mr. Wiz,
yeah.
The Viper,
yeah.
The Big Black Man.
Yeah,
I'm okay with that.
And we'll get to Ambassador Satch, too, in a yeah. moment. Here is Andre's Tony-nominated performance from The Full Monty.
Confessing that I love you, babe. Tell me, do you love me too? Oh, I'm confessing that I need you. Honest, I do. Oh, need you every moment. In your eyes I read such strange things there, but your lips deny they're true. Will your answer really change things, making them blue,
making them blue?
I'm afraid someday you'll leave me, saying just can't we be friends. If you go, you know you'll grieve me. All my life and you depends on it. Am I guessing that you love me? Dreaming dreams of you in vain. Oh, I'm confessing that I love you over again.
Chops of Pops. Wow. You know, Andre, I first met you, had the privilege of meeting you when you put together a one-person show called Ambassador Satch.
That's right.
Great Louis Armstrong. And I remember thinking, he doesn't play the trumpet. What's this going to be like? And then I saw 5 minutes of it on tape, and I said, Andre has such talent that what he has as a quantity of talent will convince people that he could be Louis Armstrong, because it may not be the same talent, but it's the same block of talent. And boy, you aced that show out of the park every night you did it.
I think it's a mistake for people to associate Louis Armstrong with only being a trumpet player, although obviously that's where he excelled. But the reason the show is called Ambassador Satch is because he was a prophet in many ways. He was a mediator in many ways. He was a human being in all ways. And I've just noticed a theme in our interview today, because the body politic, history does repeat itself, and we're at a place in American history where we could use a cultural ambassador like Louis Armstrong right now to do some healing in this country. But the point I'm trying to make is, Louis said he would do anything to entertain his audience, anything, to the point of being called an Uncle Tom, as long as his audience was having a good time. And that's what we're missing right now, not only in politics, but in so many forms of our entertainment. We're missing a good time. I'm not just talking about laughing and giggling and knee slapping. I'm talking about coming away from an experience, having been challenged and changed, and being a better person than you were when you arrived. And that was the magic of Louis Armstrong. That was the magic of Duke Ellington. That was the magic of Fats Waller. Mm-hmm. That was the magic of John Bubbles. And that was the magic of The Wiz.
Yeah. Well, there's also a distillation. I mean, Armstrong had such integrity that you couldn't, it had sort of a pure aspect to it. You couldn't tag him with, you couldn't pin the tail on the donkey with him. He was, as you used to say, the greatest gig of all is immortality. He transcended that. And a song he used to sing in the 30s, which was a brave song in the 30s, it's still incredibly pertinent, Shut the House Down. You could hear a mouse crawl when you guys performed it in Ain't Misbehavin', and that's Black and Blue.
Black and Blue.
Let's hear the original cast of Ain't Misbehavin'.
What did I do?
Great song is both timeless and timely at the same moment, and certainly that song is. What a privilege today to share the microphone with the great, great performer Andre DeShields, who's currently playing Touchstone at Bay Street Theater through September 3rd. Go see As You Like It. And As You Like It, Andre, why don't you take us out with the great Louis Armstrong?
It would be my pleasure.
Do you want to say something about the song and what it does for you? Does it still apply? Do we still live in a...
Yes, we live in a wonderful world. We live in a perfect world. Whatever's wrong that we perceive, we, mankind, are responsible for it. What we need to do is change. What we need to do is look at the perfection around us and understand that we live in a wonderful world.
Let's have Pops bring it home.
Juicy.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They're like much more than I ever knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.